We're back on the pregame show from Lynchburg, game two between the Shorebirds and the Hillcats. I'm now joined by shortstop Jalen Vasquez. Jalen, you've been with the club for a couple of weeks now. How would you describe your experience in single A so far?
Single A experience has been honestly pretty good. I like the competition. I like what it's done for me and for my other boys on this team. You know, it's gotten me better and it's gotten pretty much everybody better. As we continue to grow out throughout the rest of these weeks, I've seen a lot of growth already between all the players on this team, and I think we're a winning team. So I mean, it's cool to see us just give it all we got every single inning.
Ultimately, what are you looking to gain, or what are you trying to take out of this experience for the final few weeks here?
Honestly, just have fun. You know, just continue to keep knowing the guys throughout the organization. That's kind of the most important thing. Obviously, developing and producing on the field, but my guy over here at AC is over here laughing at me. But yeah, just to be with the guys, that's the main thing.
Speaking of AC, he's a really good defender up the middle to work with. What's that experience been like with him?
I would say me and him are bread and butter together. Me and him are bread and butter. He's my roommate in our apartment down in Delmarva. So we got that little connection already. He's a really cool dude, or a really nice guy to be around. He really looks out for other people.
It seems like you've got some nice moves in the middle infield. Some good spin moves you've seen at second base. But you know, where does that come from? Is that just something you work on every day to just kind of work in on the defensive side?
Nah, there's just some things you can't teach, and that's just one thing. Growing up, I was always just to be that one flashy guy, dude. Just to stand out and just to show out and show my abilities and show my athleticism. So, you know, it just kind of came with me as I got older and grew up, and it's just natural at this point. So
to this point, you've reached base in every game you've played in. It seems like you're getting on base quite a bit, seeing the ball pretty well, but overall the pitching you've gone against, you know, what's been the takeaway from that, or how are you feeling at the play at the moment?
A lot of these organizations like to go east to west with their ball movement. Definitely different from college. I used to see a lot of south and north movement, so it's definitely different. Pitches that run away, two seamers, are definitely more of a challenging pitch to hit for me. But been working on it, a lot of outside pitches. I hit a couple backside balls yesterday. One got caught and one got reached on for an error. So I just like to see it as I'm just getting better and progressing, and trying to to fulfill that need of hitting backside. So
how does it feel as a hitter when you hit the ball hard and it goes right at somebody and make a good play on you?
You know, I was actually talking about this yesterday. When I was in college ball and I used to smack a ball and get out, I used to just be so mad at myself. Now I get to this level and you see it all the time. I mean, my thing is barrels are outs, but non-barrels are hits, which is honestly kind of true. Well, obviously barrels are hits as well, but I think more of a non-barrel finds the green grass or finds a hole some majority of the time than a barrel. But you know, when you hit the ball hard, you just gotta use it as a win, take it as that's an accomplishment. Just get him next time, just to see if you can find a hole next time. You know, so.
We're talking with infielder Jalen Vasquez. Jalen, I want to go back to your college days, and you started off at South Carolina, a very good high school prospect, but then ended up at Division II North Greenville. Ultimately, what was the college experience like from you going to the D2 levels to here?
Starting out at D1, I knew I had everybody had their own role, so I always knew my role. Obviously, I wanted more time there at South Carolina, you know, but you know, things are meant to be, and you know, you gotta follow God's plan. So you know, I took the route where I could have the best opportunity to go and play and just show my abilities. And but like I said before, Delmarva with the other guys, Lennon Powell, you know, he's the one that gave me the opportunity, and I can't be any more thankful for that. So shout out to Lennon Powell for that.
Baseball is the kind of game where there's so much talent at every single level. Did you feel that playing Division II baseball at a very good program?
Yeah, because North Greenville, we were number one team for 32 weeks straight. It was insane. The type of talent at Division II nowadays that have so much D1 talent. We were basically a Division I team. We had a bunch of D1 guys and people who started out at Greenville, but could play in a D1 as well. But besides our team, like other, like there's some teams that were like really are like just the fit for a D2, but now there's other teams that were like, oh dang, like one team like Angelo State out of Texas, like they're definitely a D1 team. I think we're better than them, but you know, yeah, just those teams like that, like they could definitely perform at a D1 level.
And then finally for you, you're a guy that was picked in the final round of the Major League Baseball draft this last July. Did you kind of have a fear that maybe you weren't going to get picked this year, or did you have a plan B in case something didn't happen?
Yeah, I definitely had a fear. Like I always worried about it, but I kind of didn't want to think about it too much. I just let God handle that. You know, I prayed about it and always prayed out with my family. I try to talk about it all the time just so it could happen and happen in real life, and it did. So I just want to thank God for that. But yeah, like throughout the process, you know, I didn't talk to the O's really at all until this past summer, where they came to watch me play like one game, and then honestly, like the rest is history. But like, throughout the whole draft, I didn't get any like no phone calls or nothing. It was kind of like last second. So I was very excited, like almost on the verge of crying. So it was pretty cool, and like I'm just glad that the Orioles like saw something in me and just gave me a chance. So I'm gonna take advantage of everything I can.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Jalen, for the time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
That's right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Infielder Jalen Vasquez will take a break and come back with Limes after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.